T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go, 7:43, 17 till 8. A beautiful day ahead. Highs of 75. Just a beautiful springtime day. Beautiful Easter weekend, too, waiting for you. Highs of 80 tomorrow, 82 on Sunday. A little bit warmer. Increasingly warmer. A lot too warm for Mark Rosa is what I'm trying to say. 55 right now. Mark Rosa, you like it chilly, don't you?
The good news was it was 44 degrees in North Covington this morning. Beautiful day outside, and I would call that 44 degrees away from a perfect temperature.
Yeah, well, which is zero. You better get ready, buddy. You better get your friends at the Winn-Dixie freezer ready, because we got summertime. We'll be here before you know it.
Well, yesterday, it kicked up. We felt it. I was over in Covington, and it was you could feel it's getting hot. I knew you felt it.
Yeah, do you mind? It was 68 degrees outside. I had a sweater on. What are you talking about, Rosa? You're losing your mind. Come on, man. You're losing your head.
Happiness is minus temperatures.
There you go. Let's talk about happiness is low inflation, but that's not what's happening now, is it?
No kidding. Tommy, we were waiting on the personal consumption expenditure. That is the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge. They take the usual CPI, which is a consumer price index, some aspects of the PPI, the producer price index. That's what we would gauge that we always cover on our segments. And then they have their own way of calculating inflation, and that's their preferred way. So it was coming out this morning. It came out at 7:30. Everybody, I guess, is sitting on the edge of their chair because the expectation was that it was coming out at 0.4%. And again, just for everybody, just to remind, that's a monthly number. So if you're talking about it on an annual basis, which is the correct way to talk about that, it's 0.4 times 12 months in the year, then you're looking at almost a 5% increase in prices. Well, that was the expectation. Came in slightly better. It came in at 0.3, better. Best would be at 0.2 to start calming this inflation fear down. But it's like the CPI came in hotter about a week or two ago than what the market wanted. PPI followed. It was very similar. And this was going to be the third kind of inflation gauge to quote higher prices. But it's still too high. And the market is kind of ignoring this. And I think that's going to be at our collective peril, because the Dow and S&P, they closed at record highs. The market posted the biggest quarter one gain in 5 years. And it's like we have plenty enough to concern ourselves with higher deficits, persistent inflation. And it was just, it goes to show you what the expectations are, and they get baked into a cake and people get used to it. And then the market starts climbing. Since November of last year, Powell came out and said, we're not raising rates anymore. We haven't since the summer. And there's no indication that we have to raise rates because the economy, things are kind of settling down. All of the rate increases that we did, we're still waiting for that to move through the economy. So we're not going to frustrate anything anymore. We're not going to raise rates. That was November. And the promise of looks like we're going to lower rates maybe three times in 2024. Okay, we've said this before, but just to remind. So that's all that gets into the baked into the cake kind of thing. And it's the S&P up 25% since the November meeting. It represents an $11 trillion increase in market cap. So if we don't think that the stock markets have already reacted to this and baked in everything that he said, but they didn't bake in because they couldn't have baked in increasing in inflation numbers, because then these numbers would start coming down. And the possibility that it keeps getting kicked down the road of the Fed lowering rates, you know, the percentage chances are starting to back up now. If you look at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Fed Watch, it's like, well, you know, March is completely off the table because they just met a couple of weeks ago. So then we look at the May meeting and then in June. But, Tommy, I can't see them starting to frustrate a potentially higher inflation number by lowering rates. I mean, I don't know what their reasoning would be. GDP for the fourth quarter, it was just revised for the second time. It revised up. So the economy went from growing at a 3.3% annual rate. And the economists are saying, well, no, actually, it was wrong. It was growing at a 3.4% annual rate. And consumer sentiment is at a 2.5-year high. So you put all that together, and it's like when you and I frequently say, well, you look down at your 401k and it's doing wonderfully. Market's up $10 trillion in just a few months. It gives people what's called the wealth effect. It's like I'm doing fine. Look at my investments. I'm doing well. It gives a comfort level. So then I feel better about, you know, I'm not hoarding. I'm pulling back. I'm not being conservative. Quite to the contrary. I have money that I can spend, some discretionary income that I otherwise would have held more, you know, closely. If we're talking about a recessionary economic period, and you never know what that's going to look and smell like. So like people are not doing that. Oh, if sentiment's at a high, start spending money. And we had the so I'll move over to what the mortgage rates have done. The mortgage rates have kicked down a little bit. The 30-year fixed rate fell an average 6.79% as of yesterday. And a year ago, the rate was at 6.32%. But the 52-week high was about 8.5, so says the Wall Street Journal. So I guess I'm saying it wouldn't take much to kick that mortgage rate up. And I know for a fact people have told me to my face, oh, I'm waiting for it to come down a little bit before I refinance. Well, if the economy keeps the way it's going and it keeps it's more upward pressure than downward pressure on prices, then we could see that mortgage rate start to anticipate higher prices in the future, and then the financial institutions are going to raise rates again. So it wouldn't take much for that. I mean, we just saw 6-8 months ago with that mortgage, the 30-year rate hit a 52-week high, and how quickly we forget kind of thing. Now we're seeing numbers that start with the 6, and it's a comfort level. But I've said it over several times. It seems like it's a fragile set of circumstances.
I know my 401k is on fire, and you know that emoji where the eyebrows are furrowed and the little person has his fingers on his chin thinking? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is what I did when you said collective peril. Talk about that. What do you mean by collective peril?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it's like that. You've got a growing set of economic numbers that are pointing to a growing economy or inflation that's going to continue. This is not 2018 and 19. We had a growing economy. Just all the economic numbers were absolutely wonderful. I just wish we could have put that in a jar and kept it there. COVID messed things up, you know, because the government had to react on the fiscal side and the Fed had to react on the monetary side, and we're still there. But I don't know how people will say, well, sentiment's at an all-time high. Prices continue to rise in many cases, and wages have risen. And some people out there have heard them tell me, no, my wages haven't risen. Well, in general, wages have risen to give people a more spending power, and they're spending it. So it's not like people are pulling back. To the contrary, they're spending the money and continue to enjoy, you know, trips and all those things, which are fine. But and I would be the last one to say, you know, we know that the dangers of trying to, quote, time the market. But if you thought that this 25% increase in the S&P and the record level set by the stock markets, if you thought that they would have some reversal to that potentially a few months from now, then what would you be doing and how would you handle that? So that all of those forces that are pushing the markets to all-time highs, what if that retreated 20%? How would you feel and what would you do? And do you need that money back that you kind of maybe some frivolous spending in the spring and everybody was happy and it was all unicorns? Well, we still got work to do in the economy, and the Fed might have to reverse its position. They still talking about, well, potentially 3 interest rate cuts this year, but you've got peripheral conversations going on. It's like, I don't know how they're going to justify rate decreases when GDP keeps going up.
So, you know, you talk about timing market, and I'm excited because my 401k is on fire and doing great, and it really is. For first quarter is amazing. I was checking it yesterday. I mean, do you not let it ride? That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Well, yeah, it gets back. You and I have talked about that because, you know, we're not in our 20s. I don't think we're, or you might be in your 20s. I'm not in my 20s. So you start looking at,
I'm approaching 30.
You're saving money. You're putting in your 401k. That's the whole idea. And by definition, it's a retirement plan. So if you have that, you know, if you're within, and I know what happens, the psychology of it, people see their money going up, which you just described. It's like, man, this is a blast. Why would I do anything to the contrary right now? Why would I maybe have some powder dry? Because it is my retirement. So for people that I saw during the credit crisis, people in their 60s, as we are now, they were had, you know, within a 2-year horizon where they're going to retire, and they just got crushed. You know, they couldn't retire because of what happened in the credit crisis. So after that, that market fell very aggressively. Then it's like, well, you're on the wrong side of the fence and you can't go back. So if people take an honest look, and it's just hard to do. It's hard to say, wow, when the market's going up, I would be a fool to take maybe some defensive positions now because my retirement is within striking distance. Again, if somebody is in their 20s, early 30s, that conversation is completely different. They could just, you know, the dollar cost averaging, keep contributing to your retirement plans. But I think that the majority of people, if they're doing 401ks, they're probably in mutual funds. And I'm completely convinced that very few people actually know what the assets are within the funds, because that takes work. It takes talking to maybe the 401k. You go through HR section, you talk to the 401k advisor and say, well, what am I actually invested in? Yo, you got a stock plan. Okay, what kind of stock plan? Is it small company stocks that have some volatility in it? Is it too much risk in there? Or is it more conservative investments in your 401k? Because we tend to look at it as, oh, it's a 401k. You pull it up just as you had mentioned. I see my balance. I'm happy with it there. And it has risen because I know what the balance was when I've checked it previously. And we'll just leave it like that. But
Mark,
that might not be the best approach.
Well, we're out of time. I think that'd be a great thing to pick up next Friday and manage your money so you know what's in your 401k. And it's a conundrum because it's doing so well. Why would you take it out?
Why would you mess with it? That's exactly what happens.
But
and
what
when
goes
it's down
up,
15%, that's it. We're wishing it back up.
What goes up must come down. Well, we'll talk to you Monday morning, Mark, when you help us take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. And we'll table this 401k discussion until next Friday when he helps us manage our money. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.